I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update. On this, the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the United Nations General Assembly took up the issue of Russia's aggression.
This is a moment of truth. A historic moment.
Mariana Pasula, Deputy Minister of Ukraine, speaking to the UN General Assembly before it voted on dueling resolutions, one from Ukraine and backed by Europe, demanding an immediate withdrawal of Russian forces from the country, the other, a U.S. resolution for a swift end to the war that never mentions Moscow's aggression.
The way we answer to the aggression as a tool of statescraft will define not only the future of Ukraine, will define not only the future of Europe, it will define our common future, the future of entire democratic world, and the future of the UN.
The body adopted the resolution drafted by Ukraine and its European allies. Now, while the UN was voting on the resolution, European and Canadian leaders were in Kyiv to mark the anniversary of Russia's invasion by showing their support to Ukraine and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We really appreciate for your help and packages, military packages, so thank you so much.
Provisional results confirm that mainstream conservatives led by Friedrich Merz won Germany's national election, but a far-right party surged to become the nation's second largest. The Vatican has announced the start of nighttime prayers for the health of Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square and invited Romans and others to join in. He remains in critical condition. This is VOA News. Chinese state media reporting that Xi Jinping has talked to Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone. What we know about the conversation now from Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
President Xi reportedly said he was pleased with Moscow's efforts to hold a summit with the U.S. toward ending the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin said the Chinese side expressed support for the dialogue between Russia and the US and said it is prepared to assist to peacefully resolve the conflict. Xi also reiterated China's stance, which includes a Friends of Peace group established last September with several other countries to promote efforts to end the war. Their call came as a dozen leaders from Europe and Canada visited Ukraine's capital to mark the third anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion and show their support for Kyiv. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The United States issued fresh Iran-related sanctions on Monday, including on people linked to an Iranian oil export company. Information about the sanctions was posted on the U.S. Treasury Department's website. Israeli tanks have moved into the occupied West Bank for the first time in decades, in what Palestinian authorities call a dangerous escalation. The tanks rolled in over the weekend shortly after the defense minister said troops will remain for a year in parts of the territory and that tens of thousands of Palestinians who fled cannot return.
It's military operations taking place there against terrorists.
That was Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar. American singer Roberta Flack has passed away. Details now from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Killing me softly with his song.
Singer Roberta Flack's hits like Killing Me Softly with His Song and The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face made her one of the top recording artists of the 1970s and an influential performer long after. She died Monday at 88 at home surrounded by family, says her publicist.
The first time.
The classically trained pianist won back-to-back Grammys for both songs in the 70s. A gospel fan as a child, she was so talented a piano player at age 15, she received a full scholarship to Howard University. In 2022, Flack announced she had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and could no longer sing. I'm Julie Walker.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. And you can download the VOA app. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.